And we are back to a Motivational Monday Enlightenment Check-In. So, the time is 5:39 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is very early. Today, we are going to talk about settling. Why do people settle? Do you settle? I've settled in the past, in the present, but hopefully not for the future. Let me reach for my water.
I'm very thirsty.
All right. So, why do people continue to settle? So for relationships, people settle because they feel like they just don't want to be alone. And that's not a good reason to settle. There's nothing wrong with being alone, especially when you're trying to get yourself together. There's no reason to go from relationship to relationship and you're still broken and you haven't had time to heal. It's not good. So as far as the relationship aspect, that's why some people settle. Some people settle because they think that they don't deserve better, that they're not worthy. And that's not good either. Everybody is worth it. You are worth it. So you shouldn't settle. Whether it's a job or a relationship. If you want the promotion, then you work for it. If you keep working for it and they don't give it to you, then you leave and you find somewhere else that's better that will appreciate you because they can't keep taking advantage. So another reason people settle, excuse me, is because they don't want to start over. In a relationship, they don't want to start over. They don't want to go through the dating, the getting to know you part. And, I mean, that's pretty understandable. But are you going to settle for being unhappy? Everyone deserves to be happy. Now, as far as the job part of it, even if you are 53, and you have everything in order, you only have one life. You can't start over. If it's your passion, if it's something that you really want to do, that you've been wanting to do forever, make it work. We like to do it a little bit younger, you know, but it's very difficult at the age of 21 to have your head on straight because you're still getting to know yourself. So as we get older, we figure out what we want to do. So don't be afraid to start over. People feel pressure if you're settling. You feel pressure just to make it work. Well, just gonna try to make it work. So let me ask you this. If you break up with a person for certain reasons, and then you find them a year later and you guys get back together, do you think you're going to have the same problems? You're just going to make it work? You'll probably have the same issues. So don't try to make it work. Don't settle. Find something new. A lot of people say that they are settling because they have children. Oh, good morning, Mr. Sippy.
Good morning, Miss Ashley.
Yeah, caught Mr. Sippy off guard right there. So people say they want to stay where they are because of the children, but you want to try harder for the children, because you have to give them someone positive to look up to, be a positive role model. And if your children see you settle, they're also going to settle. So be aware of that. Don't use that excuse. I'm just going to stay here for right now because of the children. Your children actually need you to take that risk. You're doing it for them. You're doing it for you. You're doing it for both of your futures. So don't do that. The one that I hear a lot, too old. That's just like, they don't want to start over. Like I said, if you're 53 and it's in your heart, it's been there, and you want to do it really bad, then you need to get out there and do it. And another one, why people settle, they just kind of stay where they are because they're not sure what their purpose is. And I think we talked about it before, how we have to find our purpose, how we have to find what makes us happy. That's the best thing, because if we find what makes us happy, when we go to work or do whatever, it's like we're having fun all day. So think about that. And we'll probably go over that again, how to find your purpose, how to narrow it down, because there's a lot of things that, you know, we'd like to do, but we need to find that one thing that we're good at. Maybe you're good at two or three, but find that one thing that you're really good at. So another one is why people settle. In Mississippi and I, we talked about this. People are afraid of success. And you can't be afraid of success. You can't be afraid of what your family members are going to say if you just leave that job. And what if you do become successful working for yourself? What if you do become successful after you leave that person that's been holding you back? But if you settle, you'll never find out. So you have to keep going. And the last one, my friend, she told me, we were so young. We were like 17 and 18. I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's go to college. Let's go to college. Let's go try it out. I went. She didn't. She told me, I have too many bills. I'm like, come on. All right. We'll see you later for a fun Friday, right?
Bye. See you all later for fun Friday.
All right.
Follow her on Twitter.
That was Mississippi. Yeah. So she said, I have too many bills. And she settled and she stayed. And it's just been a struggle ever since. I mean, we all struggle, you know, even if we do go to college or whatnot, we get our education, but it could have also been an adventure of a lifetime. You know, you meet new people, you see different things, you learn new things, new cultures, just everything. You never know what could happen. And so she had to miss out on that. And so I know, believe me, I know that the bills will not stop coming. But that's why we have a plan in place. So when we step out and we stop settling, we have that cushion so we can be prepared. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's like, you know what, it's now or never. And you just jump in all at once. But then there are times when we sit back and we do have the time to plan. So let's not give that excuse. We have too many bills, because the bills are never, ever, ever, ever going to stop. And if we say that I'm going to go, I'm going to do this, you know, after I get the bills down, it's never going to happen. Because they're not going to stop. Ever. So, what do we say? Let's go back. So, why people tend to settle? They don't want to be alone. That's like in a relationship. The next one, they don't deserve better. That's what they think. They think they don't deserve better. So that could, you know, apply to a job or a relationship. They don't want to start over. They feel pressure to make it work. And I know we've all tried to make bad relationships work, and it always ends up in a painful way, just like when you try to make your job work and the people are just donkeys the whole time. You can't make it work. Don't settle, because then that starts to kick in on your mental health, and it's not good. So we're feeling the pressure to make it work. The next one was because of the children. You cannot use the children as an excuse, because you have to be that positive role model for them and for yourself. Too old to make the change. Like that song said, age is just a number. So you're never too old to make the change. You're not sure about your purpose. So you have to find your purpose. And please don't be afraid of success. And then the last one that we talked about was people have too many bills. So how can we stop not settling? How can we try not to? What can we do to ask ourselves, like, why am I doing this to myself? So the first thing we can do is stop trying to rationalize the poor behavior of others. Oh, well, I need to stay because if I don't, who's going to get the reports in? They're not responsible at the job. Or if I don't stay, if I leave this relationship, then who's going to help him or her with their things? Who's going to help them get it together? Like, no, stop trying to rationalize other people's behavior. This is about you. You have to do what's best for you and not settle. Because there are so many people who are stuck in jobs that they hate, or stuck in relationships that they desperately want to get out of, but they don't know how because they settled for so long. So now it's a part of them. Another one, how not to settle. People often think that because bad things keep happening, they must be cursed or something. You're not. It's called life. Crap happens. The unexpected. It's just how you're going to withstand all of the pressure. That's when you have to be strong. So don't think that you're being cursed. Or you have a personal curse, or someone placed a curse on you. Like, just get that thinking out of your mind. And don't think that being alone is the same thing as abandonment. When you don't settle, other people, you're shaking up things. So you are getting yourself together, and you might feel like you're alone. You're stepping out. You know, you are finally doing what you want to do, but because that person, that oppressor, call them, has been controlling you for so long, or that job has been holding your paycheck over your head for so long, you feel like, if I leave, I feel abandoned. But no, sometimes we have to stand alone. and work on ourselves and get stronger. Sometimes our family will not stand behind us. Sometimes our spouses won't stand behind us. Definitely people at your job, they're not even related to you unless you work for your family. Then it goes back to the first one. But sometimes we have to stand alone. And there is this, I often listen to the motivational speeches on iTunes, and there's this one called Lone Wolf. So if you guys ever get a chance, look that up. It's called Lone Wolf. And it talks about like how sometimes you have to stand alone. You have to stand apart from the people that you're around. It's the best thing for you to do. You know, if you never take that chance, then you'll never know the possibilities. So don't feel that being alone is being abandoned. Take that chance. So another way we could not settle is express what we want and say it repeatedly. I will get up at 5:30 in the morning to do my show. I am positive. Your affirmations, say them in the morning. Say it before you get out of bed every day. I am awesome. I am great. We have to. It's like the longer we keep saying it, we will start to believe it. And you have to, because it's so easy for us to tell ourselves negative things and we believe it. But why can't we start telling ourselves positive things and believe that? You know, it's so easy just to accept everything that's negative. It's so easy. That's just less mental work we have to do. But you know what? Let's challenge ourselves and let's start being positive. Let's start looking at the bright side of things. I am going to step out on my own. I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to finish school. That one was for me because I really do need to finish my dissertation. I am going to start being healthy. I'm going to exercise. I am full of energy. I am. I am great. I am awesome. We have to start telling ourselves that. I am going to. Let's write it down. Let's put it on our board and look at it every morning. Put it on your board of goals. Everyone should have one. If you have some sticky notes, put it on the wall. If you have something on your phone, you know, a reminder to look at it, do it. But you have to express your desire. If you want it, we have to step out and do it. So another one, let me take a drink, is water. It's not alcohol this early in the morning. All right. So don't agree with what you don't want to do. This is how we settle. We agree with things that we don't want. So don't agree. Don't be agreeable. I'm not saying, you know, just go in and start bar fights at your jobs and in your relationships. But you don't have to be that person that agrees with everything. It's okay to speak your mind. You can stand up for yourself and not settle. You don't need to roll over and be a yes man or yes woman. We don't do that. Because if we do that, we settle. And we won't be respected on top of that. I'd rather not be respected and tell you how I feel and let you know what I'm going to do than me going along with you and you still not respect me. At least you'll know where I'm coming from. But if I'm just quiet and I never say anything and I just settle and I just take it, then yeah. I must deserve that. because I'm not standing up for myself. Enough is enough. Look in the mirror today and you say, enough is enough. I will not settle. I am powerful. I will not settle. Don't do it. So, the things that we can do, let's go over this again, to not settle. We can stop trying to rationalize the behaviors of others. We can't think for them. They think for themselves. So let's stop trying to figure out why they do what they do and do what we need to do. Recognize that life happens. Life is crap sometimes. And you are not cursed. Don't believe that stuff. Keep it moving. Try to stay strong. Surround yourself with other people that are positive. Recognize that sometimes we have to be alone in order to get it together. When we get it together, sometimes others don't want to support us, and we have to step out on our own. We have to let go of those toxic people. We know this. Understand that. You're not being abandoned. You are becoming a new, improved you. And you don't need that negativity holding you back. Express what you want. Every day, look in the mirror. Do your affirmations. Do your I ams. I'm going to right now. My time is now. You only get one life. So make the best out of it. You know, like I said, on one of my fun Fridays, sometimes we have cancer scares. And although they can turn out, you know, for the worst or for the best, you only get one life. Anything could happen. So take advantage of it. Remember that. And don't agree with everyone just to not rock the boat. That doesn't mean go and start bar fights now. Okay? But just let people know that, hey, I'm not good with that. How about we try this? And if they just keep putting you down, and it's been happening for years, then it's time to take a walk. It's time to leave. It's time to move on. Remember that. So, anyway, you guys, this was settling. Why people settle and what we can do to not settle. Recognize the things, your reasons, your rationale for settling, and challenge it. Challenge those negative thoughts, those distorted thoughts. Challenge them. Write down your distorted thought and then come up with a positive thought to combat that. Because we don't have to live in negativity forever. We don't have to. We don't have to be afraid of success. We don't have to keep rationalizing why we do what we do when we really want to do something else. Sometimes we are our biggest enemies because we hold ourselves back. There's so many things that we know we should be doing, but we come up with every single excuse to not do it. We tend to believe negative things a whole lot easier than we believe the positive things. So I am powerful. Are you going to believe that? Or are you going to believe I'm stupid or I'm ugly? It's easier to believe negative things because you don't have to challenge your thinking. You don't have to change anything. You just have to accept somebody else's negativity or someone else, how they perceive you, that you can accept that because you don't have to use your own brain. But I'm asking you to challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Don't believe those negative feelings. Yes, we break down, we cry. Look in the mirror. When you do it, talk to yourself. Go into the closet and hide. Get away from the children, the spouse, whomever. And talk to yourself and tell yourself positive things. And if you have to do that every day for 5 minutes, then do it. Because sometimes life can hand us crap. But it's how we stand up to it which makes us. And are we going to settle or are we going to keep pushing? Are you going to stay in your box or are you going to pop out? Are we going to accept the negative thoughts, distorted thoughts, distorted fears, irrational fears? Or are we going to challenge those? So you have to think about that. I say we challenge it. I say we push back. I say we not settle. Never settle. Never, ever, ever settle. You know, like sometimes you can't find a job. So sometimes you do have to take something. But you know that you came into that job looking for a better opportunity. Because like we said, the bills do come. But never settle. Don't get comfortable there. You deserve better. You are better. You are worthy. You know, say, I am worthy. I deserve to be successful. Tell yourself this. Challenge those negative thoughts. And stop giving those excuses. Excuses get you nowhere. Remember that. No matter what you do, they get you nowhere. So, anyway, to everyone all over the world, bonjour. Hello, how are you? Good morning. My name is Ashley, and this was Motivational Monday Enlightenment, the check-in. So you can reach me at positiveecs@gmail.com, Facebook, Positive Enlight, Tumblr, Positive Enlightenment. I'm still trying to learn how to work that. It's really cute. I like how the little thing just tumbles. Instagram, Positive Enlighten, and also Twitter, Positive Enlighten. And my website is Positive ECS. I believe there's a section for blogging, so you guys can also blog there too. If you have like anything, whatever's on your mind, you know, let's talk about it. So last Friday, Mr. Sippy and I, we took off for our Free for All Fridays. But we will be back this week with some crazy stories. So tune in for that. I think we're going to change the time from 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to maybe 9-ish, somewhere around there, 9 or 10. But we'll let you know. All right. So it's been really great talking with you and sharing. But remember, challenge those negative thoughts. Challenge them. Don't let them get you down. It's easy to accept the negative, but can you accept the positive? That's your goal for this week. You're going to stay positive. Well, thank you guys. And I will talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.